right. Talking with local auctioneer Dale Jones, and I know, you know, when I've been following a lot of auctions, they've been farmland sales, and I always see a lot of cars and a lot of interest. Well, today there was a business liquidation auction in Aledo, and a lot of interest. Let's first talk about that. I know a lot of talk about it beforehand, and a lot of people showed up today. There's no question about that.
Yeah, we had a very good crowd. We had 354 registered bidders on site, and then we had 150 registered bidders online from all across the country.
Well, let's talk about the property, the real estate property first. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of interest in that, and just kind of talk about that item.
Yeah, we showed the property, I'm guessing somewhere between 8 and 10 times to probably 6 different individuals or individual parties, and had a lot of interest and active bidding. We had our opening bid was $150,000. We only actually had 2 or 3 active bidders, but it went quickly from $150,000 to its final sale price of $230,000. So I think we were very happy with the sale price. Excellent location, and like I always tell people, when is the next time this property is going to come up for sale? It might be a decade, it might be a generation, and it's a prime location, and 3 of the 4 buildings are very modern, usable buildings.
And in addition to the real estate property, a lot of equipment, and I know there was a lot of interest in that. Today we're talking to you, I think the auction started at 9:30, we're talking to you close to 4 o'clock, and some of this is still going on.
Correct, yeah. We had 3 rings running, 2 most of the day. We did run a 3rd ring for about an hour. We should have, when it's all said and done, around 1,100 lots, items actually sold. And yeah, we had buyers from on site from Wisconsin, all across Illinois and Iowa. Our online buyers, we had them as we sold things in California, Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan. It's kind of interesting. And of course, the registered bidders, we had many states represented on the online bidding.